But other than being probably one of those moments, those significant moments of humanity, 2020 has been a revealing year in that it really showed up a lot of issues and a lot of things that we all needed to address socially, but as well to internally, and really check ourselves and take stock. This year was a year of rest. This year was a year of family. This year was a year of reflection, you know, and reflection is not always a walk in the park. It's sometimes a painful thing, and you have to walk through those doors at some point or the other. So I think this year is an opportunity to look and see and check your foundation and see what it needs and see what you truly need to improve on, build on, explore for the next. And the next is now, you know. 2020-21 is upon us. And you know, I just wish for Trinidad more self-realization, you know, realizing who we are as a people, our strengths, our powers, who we are, our energy, and understanding the importance of it without the fluff, without the economics, you know, and all the extra stuff. Just knowing that we are a special energy and a special light, and we can truly change the world. So I just wish the best for Trinidad and Tobago, and I wish that we continue to dig deeper and continue to thrive to be better and be better as a society. I think that, you know, we really need to be our brothers and sisters keepers in these times especially, and we will pull out of it. You know, this is not the only time in history that humanity was tested. There is another end. So let's hold together. Family strong, country strong, Trinbagonian strong.